The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
We all know that a little help goes a long way, especially when it comes to supporting our children's hospitals. This week on News Talk, we've teamed up with Tesco, who, through their charity partnership, have provided over 330 pieces of vital medical equipment for the patients of Children's Health Foundation, Temple Street, over the last 6 years. We'll hear extraordinary first-hand accounts from the children and their families who've overcome serious disease and injury with the support and care received at Temple Street. And this morning I'm joined by Abby Finnegan, whose one-year-old Rio has been receiving great care in Temple Street. Abby, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. Thanks very much.
Now, tell me about Rio and where his difficulties started, because I believe it was not an easy birth for you.
Yeah, so it all really started at the delivery. He was deprived oxygen for 23 minutes, which resulted in kind of a brain injury, which has now led to cerebral palsy. But he's still quite young to know how bad it will be in the future. We're not sure because he's still quite young. But in the maternity hospital, they said Rio will never use his limbs. He'll never be able to walk or talk. Whereas now his limbs are fully flexible. He's able to move them. He's actually trying to walk.
Well, he was out of it that they had to spend, 20 minutes or more trying to revive him. So it didn't look great for him.
No, they really didn't have no hope for him whatsoever.
After his time in the maternity hospital, he was moved to Temple Street. How old was he then?
So he was 4.5 weeks old when he was moved to Temple Street, when our world's literally turned upside down. Everything changed for the better. Everything was so positive and so hopeful.
Now, at that beginning in Temple Street, when they started to examine Rio and try to figure out what he might or might not be able to do, and they do all the basic things like the gag reflex, the swallow reflex, how did he fare on those tests?
So the gag reflex and the swallow reflex was still quite weak, but they always had hope in time. They didn't say don't not dwell on it. They were give him time. He's still quite young. He's been through a lot. You don't know what the future holds. They were always so hopeful in that way.
So even though you were very despondent as to how he might develop in Temple Street, they gave you hope. And what about those milestones that you thought he might never pass?
When he passed them, I don't even know how to explain how I felt. Because I was there thinking he's never going to do this. And then he does it. And it's oh my God, just so proud. And Temple Street does have such a big role in it because they were so positive the whole time, which they didn't let you think negatively at all. And anytime if I did have doubts, I was always reassured, always.
Now, what sort of things surprised you about Rio's development?
So when Rio was a newborn, his limbs were quite stiff and jerky. He wouldn't be able to control them kind of. Whereas now, they're fully flexible. There's no issues with his limbs whatsoever. They told me that he probably wouldn't recognize me. He knows who everybody is and he gets excited when he sees somebody. So if he sees me or his dad or my parents, he knows who everyone is, which we were told he probably wouldn't know who anyone is. And yeah, he does. He knows who people are like.
And you mentioned there that he's even trying to walk at this stage. So
yeah,
that'll be very interesting to watch. And hopefully he does very well. Has it all been kind of reasonably plain sailing, or has he had setbacks? Has he had to be rushed into Temple Street on occasion?
Oh, yeah, we've been back to Temple Street many and many times because with his no swallow, he kind of suffers with aspiration pneumonia. So we've had a few admissions with aspiration pneumonia, bronchiolitis, and then he did have his NJ tube, which was his feeding tube in his nose, so that stands for nasogastric jejunum. So that's how he was fed, and he used to pull that out all the time. He was like, no ma'am, I don't want this in my face anymore, I can eat. So we always had to go back into Temple Street to get that put back in for him to be fed.
Now, for you, a very steep learning curve, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've come out very knowledgeable with medical terms and all medical equipment and stuff.
Do you have a special person that you liaise with in Temple Street all the time? Because, often people will find they go in and they see someone on one day, the next time they go in, there's someone else on duty. Do you have a special liaison?
So Rio's paediatric doctor is based in Temple Street and the CRC, which he both attends. But we do have, she's called a life-limited condition nurse. I always text her if we have any doubts, and she's absolutely amazing. Like, she just goes above and beyond for us all the time. Like, I don't know what I'd do without her.
And we should give her credit. Her name is Alison.
Yeah, Alison. She's amazing.
Now, there's a lovely thing attached to what is happening this week, the effort that Tesco are making in their health partnership to help the foundation. And that is that both of Rio's grandparents work in Tesco Balbriggan.
Yeah, they do.
So it's a happy coincidence, and long may Tesco's help for Temple Street continue, and long may their support for you in Temple Street continue. Abby, thank you very much for sharing the story of one-year-old Rio, a brave and hopefully strong young fella who'll manage to achieve great things.
Thank you. Bye.
And that campaign is supported by Tesco's Trick or Treat for Children's Health Foundation, Temple Street.